I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries.
This week in The Rough Draft Diaries, we're going to go back in time to talk about the letterpress.
So letterpress printing is basically a process that started, you know, in the mid-1400s. Johann Gutenberg really took printing into a place where it's now letterpress printing, and by making movable type, so making individual letter forms on a block of wood so that you could rearrange those and, you know, print new things all the time.
That's Sven Olaf Nelson, owner of Pineapple Press and Design, which is exactly what the title says it is. It's a print and design shop that uses a tabletop printing press and type, that is, blocks of letters, to create posters, cards, wedding invites, you name it.
I really fall in love with the letterpress typefaces, and that's actually what drew me in from the design studio to do that, was those letter forms. So the ink goes on the letter forms. There's a, you know, usually a press involved, and with the press it adds pressure to the letter form and then to the printed material, and the ink is left on the paper.
The printing press is now an outdated form of printing. It fell by the wayside in the 70s, once technology provided a faster and easier system of printing. But Sven still loves the printing press, and he can't exactly pinpoint why.
I'm trying to think what really it was that made me fall in love with it. I don't know if you've ever seen, like, wood type or, you know, logos and stuff like that in antique stores, and just the shapes and the forms of it all kind of drew me in. But moreover, I would say that it's like a tactical process from the beginning all the way through the end. It's all tactics. So you can touch it, you can feel it, you can move it around, and even the end product, there's a bit of touch to it. So you can feel the image on the paper, which back in the day when letterpress was king, you would never wanted to touch it. You would want what's called a kiss impression, but modern day, you know, we can kind of slam, for a better, you know, for lack of a better word, slam the type into paper so it makes an indent. So that really is what's sought after now, is the way it makes an impression into the paper.
And again, because the letterpress is largely no longer in use, the type Sven uses, that is, the letter blocks used to create the text, are mostly vintage, as very few shops today are creating modern movable type. But that doesn't mean that this vintage type doesn't exist today in modern print, especially when a design is looking to create a rough, ragged look, which can be difficult to recreate on other technology.
Yeah, I would say it's really difficult to, and you can see in modern things where people try to rough it up in the design, but there's just a certain amount of authenticity that's lost. I think a really good example of this is like the Joker movie that came out not too long ago. The movie title of it was actually set in letterpress and printed in paper, and then they scanned it in. And so that was actually, if you look at it, you can see all the ruggedness in it. And it's kind of a fun little thing, but you couldn't, I mean, that type exists somewhere. I don't remember the shop that did it, but that type exists somewhere, and those marks are made into that wood type from years and years of use. So it's just something that's not easily replicated. You can try to fake it, but it's just, you know, it's got an interesting look to it.
I think herein lies the charm of, and maybe the reason for, Sven's obsession with the letterpress. Its uniqueness, its newness, stems from its old age and use. The type becomes new as it ages, as every time the letters are pressed into a design, the wear and tear creates new chips and crevices into the type, creating a new look, almost a new type altogether. And these chips and crevices are connected to the story of what was pressed before. As Sven mentioned, the design for the Joker movie used vintage type, type that could have been used to press a storefront logo in the 1950s or a newspaper article in the 1920s. Again, the old and the new blending together.
To have it still out there, and actually I would say it's on a resurgence, because we look at things on screen all the time, there is kind of a yearn for the handmade and the touch. And I think this comes out in letterpress really easily because it's still a tactical feel. And so people are looking for it and people want it. And it's not something you can necessarily go to your computer and print off an easy looking thing that looks like it's been letterpressed. There is a reason why it's unique, and it's, you know, I can print in neon colors. I can print in metallic inks. Those are difficult to replicate on a computer. They're definitely difficult to print any other method to do that. So it's kind of a fun little niche.
For a little niche, Sven has made quite the business out of it. Starting with 12 cases of type, he now has 350 cases and 6 to 7 different presses, but looking to add more, as Sven continues to do what he loves with a letterpress.
I've always tried to marry old with like modern day feel, using it in a different, fresh way so that it's still modern and feels cool.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.